Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time is 7:15. Matt says, I saw a video of a guy saying that he does not want the vaccine if the government doesn't steal it. When they steal it, then it must be good. Oh gosh. Oh gosh, Matt. This is, yeah, that's only South Africans would be able to understand and appreciate that statement. Mike Lubo says, I can't think of any modern day tree songs. These days, the songs are all about boom and weed. Ilana Stein, the rational conservationist. Good morning. Do you know any tree songs that we should be playing?
How's it, Howard?
Good, and you?
Good.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We didn't hear you there for a sec.
Are you getting me?
Yeah, actually very, very clear. So are there any tree songs that we should be adding to our list? Because I can't find any reasonable ones.
Correct. I was on a yesterday for a tree
song. Oh, Ilana, the line is actually, it's like fading in and out. I don't know why. We sort of hear you clearly and then it just disappears. So I'm actually going to ask, we're going to get you again. So, just hold fire for 1 second and, we will get you back right there. Janine says songs we learnt at school. There's a tavern in the town. Oh, yeah. That really does go back just a little bit. And, M says, why so cynical? I think that the government is trying its best. Oh gosh, Mike says, Howard, try Afrikaans, boom, not English, boom. All right, fine. You know, I'm not as multilingual and as I would like to be. And this is not Radio Sonnegrense, despite some of the music that I do play from time to time. Ilana Stein, let's see if it is any better now. Ilana, are you with us?
I hope so. Can you hear me?
Much better. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so what is this? I was telling our listeners earlier, as a kid from school, we were schlepped to the wilds, made to walk up to the sundial. It was a very, a mediocre, boring day. And then I think the school was happy that we did something for Tu B'Shvat. And then we heard it's the birthday of the trees. And then it was an environmentalist day. Then I think, I don't know if Greta got involved in this or not, but where are we? What is it?
Right. Well, actually, so Tu B'Shvat Sameach to everyone, a happy Tu B'Shvat. The truth is that this is one of those really fascinating chagim, Jewish holidays, that actually has evolved.
Right.
You're still getting me, right?
Yeah, very clear.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So it's an interesting thing. It began as actually just a cutoff date for tithing your fruit trees. So you could almost call it a tax day. You know, it was the tax cutoff date when all fruit trees before this day were fitted into the year before the tithes for the year before. Mm. And from now on, any fruit that arrived on your tree for the next year would go into the next year's tithing.
Right.
So quite interesting. That's how,
so it's basically really year end for the trees. Tax year end for the trees.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But having said that, and this is not from the Torah, but rather you'll find this in the Talmud. The idea of trees seems to be something that's a little different to, for example, vegetables, where you also have tithing and you have year end for those. Trees are something that are other, that seem to imply, there's a verse in the Torah that says, Ki ha'adam hu eitz hasadeh, which can be translated in different ways. Either is the tree of the field a person, or a person is a tree of the field. So it takes a different kind of angle to all the rest of the tithing things. What happens after that, though, is that the temple's destroyed, there's exile, and this day becomes a day when we look back at our beautiful days in Israel and we long for the fruits of Israel. And people in Eastern Europe used to spend fortunes to get just one carob seed fruit that they would then eat on this day. And finally, in the 16th century, the Kabbalists take this on and they create a Seder, an actual Seder with 4 cups of wine. And it's all very Kabbalistic, which I won't go into, but it's really about the fact that trees it's a spiritual angle of the trees and the fruits of Israel, etc. Finally, of course, in the early 1900s, it becomes a day when we start planting trees in Israel. And that's where we got schlepped out to plant some poor tree in the middle of the field at school, which usually died.
Yeah, so, always died, yeah.
So, shame. So the point is, though, it took on a Zionist angle then of planting trees in Israel. And finally, in the late 20th century, it becomes the Jewish Earth Day, because it is about appreciating the land of Israel, but it's also appreciating the whole earth. And that's maybe where Greta comes in.
Right. So it's absolutely fascinating, because most Jewish holidays don't evolve. They kind of stay more or less where they are. Of course, every generation might add something to it. Well, my theory is that every generation adds a new prayer but we never take any away. That's why Shul gets longer and longer, but that's something completely different. Normally, it kind of stays as it is. Tu B'Shvat has definitely evolved. It's one of the few Jewish holidays that have evolved with the times.
Absolutely. I think, though, the point is that it was not a Jewish holiday per se, and therefore had the freedom to evolve,
right,
if that makes sense.
Right. But the concept of conservation within Jewish law, within Jewish philosophy, it has always been something very much instilled in how we live our lives. The Shemitah year, not taking, not blending different species. Take us through some of the Jewish concepts of conservation that have been with us for generations.
Okay. I'll add, in fact, to this, that I think that earlier on, when we lived on the land, these concepts were a lot stronger than when we became a very urbanized society and, of course, disconnected from the land of Israel. So it certainly changed. And what I think is happening today is trying to get back to them. The first thing to mention on this, I think, which, of course, connects to the trees and the fact that there's something special, is if you look at Genesis, the whole world is created, however that works. And then, though, the first interaction between human beings and God happen in a garden of trees. And it's fruit trees, because you can eat from all of them except that one, which, of course, we go and eat from. It's the wet paint scenario,
right,
as we know.
Exactly.
So,
it's the old biblical concept of the wet paint scenario, right?
Exactly. Don't eat that one. Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. I'll get
Did
that
you say
one.
This one? Right. But that's actually the one I wanted, yeah.
Exactly. So if you think about it, that's quite an interesting concept as to where we begin our relationship, which has its ups and downs with the divine. And the other important thing there is that God says in Genesis verse 2, and I think I've quoted it many times on this show anyway, is that it says God placed the human being in the Garden of Eden to work it and to guard it. And so this concept already comes about here of conservation, which is use the world. Take from the world, of course, use its bounty, but guard it. You need to know that it's not going to, if you use it up, it's gone. There's going to be none left. So this concept of sustainability, you could say, really, is there right from the beginning. So that I think is the primary one, and the one that we need to remember today, especially with species becoming extinct. And, well, we can see our impact on the world with the coronavirus, you know. It comes from gross material, the consumerism, really, of animals in a way that doesn't look after them in a sense of seeing the future, of seeing a sustainable future.
Carry on.
Okay, well, a couple of other laws that certainly speak to the land is Shemitah, as you mentioned, that you let the land lie fallow every 7 years, which, of course, helps the soil. There is, of course, laws of against cruelty to animals. And there's the one of sending away a mother bird so that you can take an egg. The idea being that you allow the bird to survive to lay more eggs. This is not something we do today. I want to be very clear on this, but, it is a concept, meaning, don't take the mother bird and the eggs, because in that way you destroy a species. So that's your basic conservation, I'd say.
And this concept of not cutting fruit trees down, is that law? Is that Kabbalistic?
Oh, interesting question, yes. So it comes from a law of war, actually, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, where you besiege, if you're besieging a city and you need to cut down trees in order to break through the, break through into the city, you may not cut down a fruit tree. And you would think anything goes in war, right? All's fair in love and war, as they say. You would think you could. But, in fact, that's where the verse of, you know, the tree is not a human being who's involved in your wars. Do not cut down this fruit tree. Why not? So that you'll have fruit trees or you'll have fruit for the next year. We don't believe in a scorched earth policy. Having said that, so what happens with that law actually is that it goes into more detail in a peacetime in the Talmud. And the Talmud then has these huge discussions about how you may not cut down a fruit tree unless under very specific conditions, which I won't go into now. But along with this, there's a very interesting theme that says that by cutting down a fruit tree, even if you're allowed to, you're messing with the spirituality of the world, which I think is very interesting coming from a halachic text like the Talmud.
Unbelievable. So it's really something that's been around for really forever. How do we today, sitting here in Johannesburg, how do we connect with what has become a festival, but a day like Tu B'Shvat?
So I think there are a number of things. What I've noticed for this year, certainly, is that because we can all Zoom and have a Seder on Zoom, this particular Seder, I know last night there were a number of Seders, a number of shuls did theirs. I'm running my own through, well, not mine, but the Academy at 6:45 this evening, if anyone missed one last night, where we do a Seder and we drink wine and just celebrate the world. Yes.
You had us with wine.
If you have wine.
Right. Oh, gosh. Yes, there's that. There's that. Right.
That's a problem. So that's one way. There's been a lot of people planting different trees. There's Food and Trees for Africa, Green Pop, all these places here where people, any of us can go or pay money for someone to plant trees in areas that have been denuded of trees here in South Africa. I think it's really important to do that. It's usually in townships, places like that. So that's something that we can do here. Of course, there's JNF and planting in Israel. And then finally, I think it's a matter of seeing ourselves, taking this day to see ourselves on this planet, this beautiful, beautiful planet that we've been given. And what do I do? And each person can really take on something small, I think, to help in that first command of Le'ovda or Le'shomra, to work it and to guard it. How can I help guard this place? Is it about using less plastic? Is it about supporting SPCA or any of the conservation places? Is it about merely taking a moment to smell the flowers?
I love that. And I'd love to hear from our listeners, 34519 or 061-895-1019. What is something that you do or think you would like to do just to do your bit to, what is it, to God and?
To work it and to guard it.
See, I love that concept, to work it and to guard it, which means that we've been given this magnificent earth and it's actually our responsibility. It's our gift maybe to work it, but also that comes with a reciprocity that we do need to guard it.
Yes.
Really a great
and
concept.
It's precious. It's precious to us. And if we see it in that way, I really believe that we'll have a change in a general human way of looking at the world.
Well, if we think about it, if each person just does something, take on something small. We all don't need to be Greta, but we can do something small. S says, does Ilana mean tree? Is that a coincidence?
Ah, very good. Yes. So you can say happy birthday to me and anyone else who's named Ilan or Ilana. Because it is the birthday of the trees. 100% it does mean tree.
Right. And Mark's saying also we can't take the fruit from the first 3 years of life. Is that a conservation thing?
You know, it's something that I'm not 100% sure, actually. It is a concept, orla it's called, where you don't take the fruit from the first 3 years. There have been studies to try and understand if that helps the tree to grow better by not taking fruit from the first. It seems to be that it would help the tree. grow better fruit later, which is not necessarily conservation, it's possibly more sustainability, meaning not also taking this year so that you'll have next year.
Right. Fascinating. Ilana Steyn, a rational conservationist. Thank you, as always, for a fascinating conversation.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.